This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Five hop principles lifting us higher. Learning without blame, fueling our fire. Together we grow, together we thrive. Keeping operational excellence alive.
Welcome to Season 6 and Episode 131 of the Hop Into Action podcast. I am your host, Brent Sutton, and today we are tackling one of the more vital concepts in modern safety science: the constant tension between efficiency and thoroughness, known as the ETTO, or Eto principle, championed by safety academic Eric Hollnagel. This idea fundamentally shifts our focus from merely studying how organizations fail to actively studying how work goes well. But first, a story. One played out by me on more than one occasion. It's a wet, windy Sunday afternoon. I have just finished collecting the weekly shop. The boot of my car is full. Fruit, milk, frozen food, tins, bread, and a bottle of wine for my wife. The rain is coming in sideways, and I just want to get inside, warm and dry. In my head, I am making a decision, one trip or two, the decision between being quick or being thorough. I decide I'll just do this in one go. I hook the two reusable bags on each arm, wedge the wine under one armpit, grab the bread between two fingers, slam the boot shut with a hip, and hustle toward the front door. For a moment, it feels like a win. Fewer trips, done faster, out of the rain sooner, but halfway up the driveway, a bag slips and swings into my leg. The bread starts to fall. I twist to save it. The bottle of wine shifts. An orange escapes and rolls down the drive. I overstretch, nearly slipping on the wet concrete. I catch myself, but my heart rate is up, and I end up placing everything down on the wet ground anyway, taking 2 extra minutes to reorganize the bags. The win was that I didn't drop the bottle of wine. My intent was to be efficient, but I lost control of the task. This is today's topic, the Eto principle from Eric Hollnagel, which is about trading thoroughness, doing it in manageable loads, for efficiency, doing it fast. Hollnagel's core point is that humans constantly navigate the tension between being efficient and being thorough, because we can rarely optimize for both at the same time. In my own grocery story, I had the efficiency pressures of rain, cold, desire to finish quickly, minimizing trips, versus the thoroughness benefits: better balance, safer footing, fewer drops, protecting fragile items, reducing physical strain. Neither mode is right or wrong. Eto simply describes reality. We adapt to circumstances. If this happens at home, it also happens at work. Workers make similar trade-offs every day, carrying just one more item instead of making 2 trips, skipping a step in a process because it normally works out fine. Choosing speed on a busy day, thoroughness on a slower one, bouncing rules with the realities of context, time, and resources. And just like me with the groceries, people aim to be successful, not unsafe. And the system shapes the trade-offs. For decades, traditional safety focused primarily on minimizing unacceptable outcomes, chasing injuries, and treating humans as a source of failure. But Hollnagel argues that learning must come from everyday work, because successful work happens constantly and provides the best basis for understanding operational reality. At the heart of this reality is the efficiency-thoroughness trade-off, or Eto. This is a fundamental principle of human performance, both individual and collective, driven by the reality that resources, especially time, but also manpower and information, are almost always insufficient to meet all demands. We are constantly making a choice. Do we prioritize efficiency, keeping resources low to meet productivity goals? Or do we prioritize thoroughness, ensuring all necessary conditions are met to avoid unwanted side effects? The unfortunate truth is that you can rarely maximize both at the same time. This constant decision-making creates a gap between work as imagined and work as done. Work as imagined, or the black line, is how the organization prescribes work in procedures, rules, and formal systems. Work as imagined often mandates high thoroughness. Work as done, or the blue line, is the adaptive reality. Workers quickly realize that work cannot be done exactly as written due to system variability, constraints, and resource limitations. The result is continuous adaptation, which is often successful, but it is achieved through necessary trade-offs. The danger lies in the Eto fallacy, requiring people to be both efficient and thorough, then blaming them in hindsight when a choice favoring efficiency leads to a negative outcome. This adaptive space between work as imagined and work as done is the grey space, where unrecognized threats exist when doing high-risk work. So, how do we bridge this gap and learn from the adaptive reality of work as done? This is where the philosophy of human and organizational performance steps in, providing the mindset needed to proactively uncover these hidden Etos. Hoppe emphasizes that learning and improving is vital. It's not accidental. Learning is a deliberate organizational strategy. To execute this strategy, we must tap into the operational expertise of those doing the work every day. Three critical Hoppe principles inform our approach to learning about Eto. First, context drives behavior. We acknowledge that worker actions, including the trade-offs they make, are heavily influenced by the environment, the systems, the time pressures, and resource constraints. If a worker chooses efficiency over thoroughness, the organization must ask what system failure drove that behavior, not who made the mistake.
We are taking a break to share a message with you. Maybe you've heard the promises of AI and wondered, can I trust it with safety, with quality, with my data? I get it. So let me show you a real example. With Claude.ai Notetaker and Hoppe Copilot's field-based work insights, you can capture what's happening on the ground, worker conversations, the everyday doesn't make sense, dangerous, difficult, and different moments. These aren't polished reports. They're real voices. Real insights. For instance, a team doing shift handover uses a PlaudNote device. The note taker agent listens in, captures the conversations, transcribes them, and then summarizes them under the 4Ds and 4Ls framework. It might pick up that someone said, "We didn't have enough lighting in the stairwell. We tripped over hose reels. The emergency latch isn't clear." Those get categorized. Dumb, dangerous, difficult, different. Learnings and potential improvements are surfaced. And yes, while this is AI-powered, human judgment remains central. You review, you validate, you decide. Ethical AI designed so people are always in control. On top of that, Hoppe Copilot agents run on Microsoft 365 Copilot, which keeps your data secure. User prompts and responses are protected. None of your internal data is used to train public models. So, for those skeptical of AI, wondering if it's hype or risk, this one turns voice into value. If you care about safety, clarity, and learning, Hoppe Copilot with Claude agents gives you tools like the Learning from Work Insights agent, Critical Control Insights, Work Design, and Error Trap Analysis. Here's what you can do. Visit hoppecopilot.com. Explore the Plod note-taker agents, try the free version of the Event Learning Storyboard, or book a chat with us about bringing the full suite into your team. Let's build safer, smarter work together where AI serves humans, not the other way around. Now back to the podcast.
Second, blame fixes nothing. Blame is emotionally satisfying, but operationally useless. If leaders blame workers for the inevitable adaptations and ettos they make, workers will conceal information, hindering organizational learning. Third, how you respond to failure matters. Leaders set the cultural tone. A constructive response fosters a culture where transparency and learning thrive. Ultimately, the goal is to gather intelligence from everyday work. We know humans connect better to stories than to numbers. These stories of adaptation, the rubs, the conflicts, the successful making do, are our windows into the reality of work is done and the ettos being performed. To systematically collect these essential stories about work is done, we use the four Ds: dumb, dangerous, difficult, and different. The four Ds act as a thinking frame and a tool for humble inquiry, enabling leaders to ask better questions and listen to the weak signals that lie below the threshold of formal reporting. Here is how each D is designed to reveal hidden ettos and adaptations. Dumb sense making. This asks workers to talk about situations that don't make sense or frustrates them. This proactively uncovers where formal rules contradict the reality of the work environment, forcing workers to adapt their processes or create workarounds, not shortcuts, to make the work logical and efficient. Dangerous, risk. This focuses on risk perception. It surfaces situations where workers may be accepting workarounds or favoring efficiency because they feel safety controls are cumbersome, or where they interact with hazards due to system design or time pressure. Leaders use this to demonstrate care by addressing real operational risks, moving from stopping work when dangerous to validating controls before starting work when safe. Difficult challenge. This is perhaps the most direct indicator of an active etto. When a task is harder or more demanding than normal, it is a sign that resources, whether equipment, time, or manpower, are insufficient. Workers often make do and soldier on, adapting to overcome this difficulty to maintain production targets, thus trading thoroughness for efficiency. Different change. This seeks out unexpected variations, changes, or surprises in the work environment. Identifying differences helps detect weak signals, small events and trade-offs that, while often successful, reveal variations from WAI and necessary adaptations, ettos, that could lead to unexpected results if not addressed systemically.
We are taking a break from the podcast for this message. Forget heavy theory. The Hop Beginner's Guide series is written by practitioners. They are short, practical books you can actually use. Each guide is a value-packed read filled with stories, tools, and insights from global hop leaders like Todd Conklin, Brent Sutton, Jeffrey Lith, Brent Robinson, and others. Designed for busy people, they give you the essentials fast and the confidence to put hop into practice right away. Small books, big lessons. Grab the Hop Beginner's Guide series on Amazon and start your journey to doing safety differently today. And now, back to the podcast.
By asking about the four Ds, we get narratives that locate the error traps and landmines that management previously did not know existed in the gray space between work as imagined and work as done. We see these ettos and their consequences playing out constantly in high-risk environments. Using the four Ds helps organizations capture this adaptive reality and translate it into systemic improvements. For example, in the construction industry, we have a project involving moving hundreds of pallets across a six-level parking structure. The required safety policy demands spotters and exclusion zones for forklifts, making the job difficult and highly inefficient. The team raised this difficulty, revealing the massive Eto burden. The co-constructed solution was to replace the forklift with an electric pallet jack, which removed the need for spotters and exclusion zones, greatly boosting efficiency while maintaining thoroughness. In the manufacturing industry, the necessity of Eto can lead to organizational drift. In one manufacturing case, a corporate request to reduce costs, maximizing efficiency, was interpreted at the plant level as halting preventative maintenance. This intentional sacrifice of thoroughness created system brittleness, allowing a CNC laser punch fire to occur, a failure driven by an organizational Eto trade-off. In the mining industry, a company used HOP and the 4Ds to realize they were relying on generic client safety systems, trading thoroughness for efficiency slash cost savings. This reliance exposed them to fatality risks. By integrating the 4Ds and critical control verification, CCV, with their supervisors, they co-designed site-specific checks, improving the standardization of controls and better managing critical risk exposure. The 4Ds revealed the adaptive trade-offs that frontline workers were making daily. Holnagel's core contribution is forcing us to see that risk and potential fatalities live in the everyday normal work, not just in the rare catastrophic events. The success of your operation relies on workers' constant, successful adaptations and management of Etos. The combination of HOP and the 4Ds provides the structure for leaders to demonstrate curiosity, listen to stories, and move beyond the Eto fallacy by making the gap between workers imagined and workers done transparent. This is how we move from auditing for deficiency to validating the presence of capacity. Instead of aiming for a massive system overhaul, a Trojan horse, we encourage leaders to use the 4Ds to launch small continuous improvements, what the sources call the Trojan mouse. These small, meaningful changes derived from authentic conversations about operational reality are what truly build organizational resilience and drive better work. Thank you for joining us. Remember, intentional leadership starts with curiosity. To learn more about HOP, Eto, and the 4Ds, check out the resources in our show notes. Thanks so much for joining me on this journey with HOP into Action. I've loved sharing stories, ideas, and practical ways to do safety differently with you. Your support and curiosity are what make this community so strong, and I want to thank you for being part of it. If you're ready to keep building capability, capacity, and resilience, I'd encourage you to check out the HOP Beginner's Guide series on Amazon. Each volume is short, practical, and packed with insights, and the book series is designed for busy people who want real impact, not theory. This isn't the end of the conversation, just the next step in your journey. So thank you again for listening, for learning, for supporting better work. Until next time, remember, small changes, shared stories, and thoughtful practice lead to big results with HOP, learning teams, and the 4Ds.